WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin.
If you're the man, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
We're continuing the holiday theme as we head into the final Raw Post Show
of 2022.
I'm the producer, Sorokin. That is Lindsay Ward.
It's weird that we're already at the last Raw of 2022.
It is. The show is presented always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you have that Amazon Prime, you can link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Game. You can get some more to the channel by clicking the purple rectangular below the screen. You can also use credit card Rocket Soccer, Lindsay Ward, in the Fortnite item shop. Or Epic Game Store, because we're hashtag Epic Partners. Yeah, it's weird, because next week they announced they're doing a best of the absolute best of 2022 episode of Raw. So they're going to show highlights and all that stuff. So that'll be a fun experience for those who want to watch it. And if you don't want to watch it, well, you can watch football or something. So there you go.
You have options.
There are many of an option here going forward. So things that happened on this show included a ladder match between Dexter Lumis and The Miz for two bags of cash. A hell of a ladder match.
I enjoyed this quite a lot. I thought this was very, very, very good.
Yeah.
Like, about time. We've been denied this for how long, and we finally got it.
Dexter looked really good in this match.
He looked really good. Miz is absolutely the right person to bring him in with.
Yeah.
Because Miz can work with anybody. Literally, Miz can work with anybody. He's just that good. And yeah, I enjoy Dexter. I liked... They took some risks. Like, we had somebody go through the announce table. We had some other stuff. We had a return.
We did have a return, yeah. Miz moved that way and Lumis went through the announce table. But as Dexter was going to get the bags, Bronson Reed returned to WWE, pushing Lumis off the ladder, laying him out, helping The Miz grab the money and get the win.
So Bronson Reed is back in WWE. Hunter is continuing to bring his people back. He wants to see what they can all do, because they've never really given the chance to shine. Vince just kind of cut through everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good that Bronson's getting the shot. I'm happy that he's back. I hope he does very, very well for himself. But yeah, this is a very clever way to protect Dexter. It's a clever way to protect Miz. Miz in classic Miz fashion cheats to get the victory. And Dexter's left holding the proverbial bag.
Yeah, that's very true. We saw something we haven't seen in 1300 and something days. Bayley versus Becky Lynch 1-on-1.
God, this was so good.
This was really good.
Like, I honestly don't know what else to say other than this was good. Can we have more of it, please? Because damn, I'd miss Becky and Bayley going.
1,300 days. That's a long time. 4+ years. So, we got it.
Well, I mean, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Pregnancies and injuries and COVIDs and everything else. Yeah, it makes complete sense that it's been that long.
Yeah, they just haven't been around at the same time. And we benefited tonight. You had distractions from Io and Dakota, who were tossed from ringside, allowing Bayley to get the distraction win over Becky Lynch for the 1-2-3. Good stuff. Very enjoyable.
Incredibly enjoyable. Wouldn't mind seeing it again.
Let's see. What else happened on the show? I'm trying to avoid the big thing. All right. We had a tag team match. It was the Judgment Day. Finn Balor and Damian Priest taking on the Street Profits, Montez Ford, and Angelo Dawkins. They had Akira Tozawa with them at ringside.
I don't know how I feel about Tozawa with the Street Profits, but I'm not against it. Also, Damien Priest, how dare you? My ovaries were not ready. Sir, you cannot do that to me. Okay? Are we all clear?
So, poor Dom is suffering from injuries to his eyes at the moment, so he's wearing glasses, or he was at one point wearing glasses. One point at the end, Tozawa throws whatever's in the solo cup at Rhea, she docked, causing it Dom to get hit in the face with liquid, allowing the Street Profits to get the win. Then Rhea's all pissed. She storms up to Tozawa, punched him, challenged him to a fight, which means we got Akira Tozawa taking on Rhea Ripley.
I'm here for it. I'm absolutely here for it. Let's go. Let Rhea fight the boys.
This was a good match for what it was. Like, they worked well together. Like, there was a moment he was going to hit the top rope move. Dom got involved for a distraction. Rhea then hit the riptide, mounted Tozawa, no thrust, and got the win.
Yeah, sometimes you just need a good mounting in the middle of the ring. You really do. Since Bray Wyatt's been gone, somebody has to pick up the slack. So Rhea has taken it upon herself to do the thing.
No, it was not a great mood to move. He just threw a cup of whatever substance is in the cup in the face of Dominic Mysterio. So if you're going to do intergender, that was a good intergender style matchup.
It was fun. It's a nice way to reintroduce it back into the product because it has not been around for a long time. So, you know, there's two ways you can do it. You can just literally throw it out there, which is what they did, or you can build to it. So now that you've established that Rhea will fight the men in certain instances, you can build to her fighting a man. Mm-hmm. Potentially at a premium live event.
So we were backstage in a sit-down interview with the women's champion Bianca Belair and the challenger Alexa Bliss. Saxton wanted to know what happened. Bianca really wants to know, and she does no longer trust Alexa Bliss, and she couldn't explain what really anything that happened, but, you know, she could talk about what happened in the past. Bliss said Bray Wyatt abducted her and turned her into a dark and evil version of herself and then left her. She felt abandoned. She went through therapy and turned into a shell of a person that doesn't even recognize at this point and is still trying to work through. She said that her friendship with Bianca and Asuka has made her stronger. Bianca sympathizes with everything Bliss has gone through, but she asks if Bliss really expects her to believe that she didn't know what happened last week. And she brought up Bray. Keeps bringing up Bray. Bliss is like, why? This is not about Bray Wyatt. He isn't a threat to Bianca. I'm the threat. I was winning championships before you even got here, and I could do it again. Bianca's like, all right, come on. Do it now. Or do it. And then they're getting ready to wrap up, and they, you know, thanks everyone for coming. Wyatt's symbol flashed on the TV behind. Alexa grabs the flower vase and slams it in the back of Bianca's head.
And standing in the corner as Bianca's laying on the floor is Lily peering out from behind one of the production equipments. I take offense to the fact that Bray abandoned Alexa. He did not. He got fired.
Abandoned. It was abandoned. We don't know what happened. He got abandoned. That's all.
No. He did not abandon her.
She got abandoned in the funhouse. I mean, it's a thing in your chat. Funhouse has been abandoned.
He was forced to leave. She was not abandoned. He was forced to leave. Let's all be honest.
But it was a nice storyline tie-in.
It was a very nice acknowledgement. It was a nice storyline tie-on because they have to explain it somehow, right? Like, that's the thing, is they never explained Bray's departure. They just kicked him to the curb and ran with her for a while, and then they finally had her go to therapy and get right. And now that he's back, you have to somehow explain what's going on with her, because we all know, like, we're all perfectly aware of what's going on, but you need a way in the context of the story to understand why Alexa's doing what she's doing. So it's perfect the fact that, you know, how they did this, that they acknowledged the past between Alexa and Bray, but Alexa's like, I don't need him. I can do this on my own.
Even though she may still be influenced by his evil, evil ways.
But it sets up a curious question for me, which is, who is the agent of Bray Wyatt? Is it Lily or is it Alexa?
It's a good question.
Or I guess at this point, who is the agent of Uncle Howdy?
Who knows? It's all very confusing. But at least it's all coming together.
It's all part of the plan.
Speaking of a plan, The tribal chief had a plan, and that's what he set up Monday Night Raw to be. We open up with Paul Heyman, and then there's Roman Reigns, claiming Monday Night Raw is the home of Kevin Owens. Reigns and Owens continues to try to leave Raw, and now he's not by himself, but he has
John Cena.
Roman Reigns said Kevin Owens would need the entire Raw locker room to have his back because Owens has interfered in his business too much. Reigns said the bloodline will make Owens' life miserable hell until he and everyone else in that locker room acknowledges the bloodline. We cut to the Usos, Solo, and Sammy attacking Mustafa Ali.
Which was mean. Stop beating up Mustafa.
We had cut-ins where I believe Elias was knocked out at one point. I believe Andre Chase was knocked out at some point. They all kind of did that. They also interfered in the after Gallows and Anderson beat the Alpha Academy. We had the Usos jump them and leave them laying. The Usos then, you know, talk some trash that, you know, that they're the ones, and Adam Pearce got kicked them out of the, told them to get out of the building, and that's what they were, you know, we thought was going to happen. And then AJ Styles showed up attacking Sami Zayn, which created Sami Zayn and AJ Styles on this show,
which was fantastic,
which was a really, really good match, which is, again, not surprising because it's AJ Styles and Sami Zayn. Sami would get the win with help from Solo Sikoa, which, you know, again, that's what you want. Then we got Pierce getting rid of Sami and Solo, and they were tossed out of the building because, you know, got to get things under control.
Because Lord knows that's the one thing Adam Pierce did not have tonight is control over Monday Night Raw.
Speaking of Adam Pearce, he cleared up the situation with Bobby Lashley, and Lashley could return at some point when he's ready to. They had a meeting at headquarters. There was another incident backstage. I forget who got beat up, but there was another incident in the locker room as well. But everyone's getting beat up. There's a lot of things going down. But someone who was not jumped was Seth freaking Rollins. Iowa's own, the home state hero of Seth Rollins, came to the ring. He's talking about how he's challenging Austin Theory. It was Dolph. Thanks, Amanda. Yeah, it was Dolph and someone else that was jumped backstage. Seth Rollins mentioned the title match on Raw in 2 weeks. He said the bloodline was in his house and they were jumping everyone except him. And Rollins said he's not saying they are scared, but he had a message to deliver to the tribal chief. Roman, Mondays don't belong to you. They belong to me. Lashley's not injured. He's just storyline doing other things till they get set up the Royal Rumble. Austin Theory made his entrance. Came out to get in Rollins' face and said nothing belongs to Seth Rollins, saying the U.S. title is the title of Raw. That can only mean thing. The champ is here. So there's your John Cena reference of the night. Theory said his era is forever and this is just beginning. Theory said that Rollins would pass the torch to him whether he likes it or not. Theory said if Rollins doesn't pass it to him, he will take it from his cold, legendary fingers. Rollins says, well, Merry Christmas to you, kid. Told Theory to keep his cool or he end up like Bobby Lashley. Theory said Rollins got lucky throughout his entire career. Rollins then questioned why Theory's so angry when he has so many things going for him. Rollins said Theory will never be him, and Theory questioned how many times has Seth Rollins fumbled the ball like, you know, the Bears have. Football references. Theory then talked about how Rollins going to a mountaintop and said once he falls off the peak, he will go home and come to the realization that he's the third most successful member of the Shield. Ooh, Shield mentions. Rollins said Theory has it wrong. He is the damn mountaintop. Rollins dared Theory to show him what kind of man he is. And at this point, the Usos showed up at ringside once again through the crowd. Rollins like, we've got company. Let's deal with this later. They're ready to fight. Jackets are coming off. And then Theory keeps his jacket on and takes his belt and leaves, allowing the Usos to jump Seth Rollins, bringing out Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens helped clear the ring and setting up a match between, you know, the Usos versus Kevin Owens and his partner, Seth Rollins, because I think Des Moines wants to see the two of us kick their asses. So Adam Pearce made that match official.
You appreciate that, Adam Pearce. This was all incredibly good. Austin, you're from Atlanta. You can't take shots at sports teams, okay? Just don't. But this was all really, really good. I actually thoroughly enjoy the stuff between Austin and Seth. It's very, very nice storytelling.
It is. So we get a backstage segment where Rollins and Kevin are talking and saying, it's been a long time, and then Owens remembers because he's the only person who remembers anything logical that has happened on Monday Night Raw or Friday Night SmackDown or even NXT. He knows the story. He watches the product. He remembers Seth Rollins tried to steal his WrestleMania spot, and Rollins like, no, it wasn't me. Like, I mean, 98% maybe. I don't know. It wasn't him. But yeah, Owen said it's a moot point because tonight it's about beating the hell out of Bloodline. And then Rollins laughed and he goes, I just still have that laugh. He still has that laugh. Those two together is just pure gold.
It's just fantastic. I love Kevin and Seth together. Mm-hmm. It's like, yay, it's a reunion that we want. And then you got the addition of Sammy, who basically, it's Sammy, right? And even though he told Kevin to fuck off, he's still thoroughly, like, hanging around Kevin.
He is hanging around Kevin as your main event was the Usos versus Seth Rollins and Kevin Owens. Good main event between the two sides. You had Austin Theory lay out Rollins with the belt at one point. You had Solo return. You had Gallows and Anderson. Everyone got involved in this madness of a main event. But Jimmy ran into a pop-up powerbomb from Kevin Owens. So Kevin and Seth were your winners in Iowa. Hometown boy wins. As we're getting everything to close, Sami Zayn slides into the ring and gets stopped by Kevin Owens. Zayn smiles, laughs, jaw jacks to Kevin, and everyone stands tall to end the final Raw of 2022.
It was a good Raw.
It was a good Raw. They're setting things up. So in 2 weeks, when we're back live on January 2nd, it will be Alexa Bliss and Bianca Belair for the Raw Women's Championship. It'll be Seth Rollins versus Austin Theory for United States title. The big push to the Royal Rumble will finally begin. Should be a big show in 2 weeks when it's back on the air. Overall, they're setting things up. And on December 30th, Kevin Owens teams with John Cena to take on Roman Reigns and Sami Zayn. Should be fun. A couple of times, a little bit of stuff going on. Big shows coming up after the holidays.
I'm excited for it. We're going into that time of year, everybody. Our most favoritest time of year, WrestleMania season.
And it kicks off with the Royal Rumble here in 6 weeks. But that'll do it for the Final Raw of 2022. Final Raw post-show of 2022. Thursday night, unless there's a big wrestling story, which please let there not be. It's Jingle All the Rack, the holiday show, where there's no wrestling.
We're going to try very, 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 very hard not to talk about wrestling on Thursday. So, if the wrestling community as a whole could just keep their tick calm for
3 days.
Yeah. It would be fantastic.
Because we want to do a holiday show, so we're doing a holiday show Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Like, please, guys, just chill. Just till we get done.
You want more holiday, more Christmas jokes? I mean, maybe we'll find some more and talk about it.
I mean, we could find Christmas dad jokes.
I did plenty. There's plenty more to do that are probably, you know, not tweet of the week for the whole show. We got a tier list we're doing. We're, the topic of it is going to be a surprise until we get on the show. That's kind of the deal. Anyway, or until I mention it on Twitter. So follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio and at Rock Radio Show and at Lynn's Word, because we'll mention it there if I need help coming up with ideas. Anyway, so that's Jingle Iraq live this Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern. And then we're back again live on air for Pop Goes the Rack the following week. So, like, this is, you know, we're going to be very limited in shows. So we have got Jingle Iraq, we got Pop Goes the Rack. Those are your two really big shows coming up here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. It's Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms, because that's a good place to find everything. If you have that Amazon Prime, link is your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use creator code ROCKINSOCK or
Linz M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners.
Before you go on, Ash, CB Radio is not on the air until 2023. What is happening on Saturday nights the next 2 weeks? Hint, Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. No shows.
We're taking the next two. We're taking basically once the rec ends on Thursday, the network's going dark until 2023.
No, we got one show. One show. We got two shows left for the year. And it's just us talking. That's it.
Simple. That's it.
Simple as that. But Lindsay will be streaming and stuff.
Yeah, I will be live over on my Twitch channel tomorrow and Wednesday, and then I will probably be off until after Christmas, just because I have family coming into town and I want to spend time with my family. So you can follow me over on twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can follow me on most of the social medias, including the Hive, because I joined Hive, at Lynn's Ward. And you can use the creator code and check out my YouTube. It's Lynn's Ward. It's all Lynn's Ward except for the creator code, which is Lynn's M Ward. At some point I'll change it. Who knows? But for now, just look for Lynn's Ward on any of your viewing platforms and you can follow me.
We will see you for Jingle of the Rack Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern, live across the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.